A sudden drop in oil prices last year has brought huge challenges to the state of Louisiana. More than 10,000 layoffs in the oil and gas sector and a $400 million hit to the state budget. Long known for its working coast, represented by shipping, fishing, and industry in South Louisiana and along the Mississippi River, the downturn brings with it something of an identity crisis. WWNO's Tegan Wendland starts our Working Coast series with a look back at the state's offshore oil and gas economy.
It all started here.
This is the first movable rig ever built. It was built in the early 50s, went to work in 1954.
That's Virgil Allen, introducing a rig lovingly known as Mr. Charlie. The big four-legged steel beast was floated and towed to the banks of the Atchafalaya River in Morgan City after it retired from about 40 years of pumping oil offshore. It belonged to Murphy Oil Company.
Their first drilling barge, the Mr. Charlie, was named for C.H. Murphy Sr. This venture resulted in the world's first submersible rig capable of operating in open water.
Everything that's out there today in the oil and gas industry is fashioned drilling side after this rig. So it's very critical to this industry, this early design.
Before Mr. Charlie, companies used old naval vessels and patched together boats to hold the equipment and drill. Putting it all on one platform was a game changer. John Lopez spent decades in the industry before heading the Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation.
The standard oil companies like Exxon, Chevron, Mobil, Shell, all the major players came to Louisiana during that time and had a major interest, and that was really kind of the backbone of the industry.
And it was the beginning of a long romance between offshore drilling and the state of Louisiana. In 1959, the state broke more than $100 million in oil and gas tax revenue. Production peaked in 1970 at more than 1.5 million barrels a day. Hard not to let that go to your head if you're in state government. LSU professor and economist Lauren Scott stands on the front steps of the Capitol. He compares the oil and gas industry to the nursery rhyme about the pretty little girl with the curl on her forehead.
When she was good, she was really, really good. When she was bad, she was horrid. Well, when things are really, really good, it's really great for our state. It creates lots of jobs, and they're not Pizza Hut jobs. They are really high-paying jobs.
And the horrid? Well, Louisiana got its first glimpse of that in the 1980s. Oil prices were high, booming. John Lopez says that drove innovation, expansion.
When you have the correspondence of that technology and high prices, then the industry goes into overdrive.
Back then, an oil glut led to prices tanking in 1986. The state at the time got 40% of its revenue from the industry, and the budget was decimated. Louisiana raised sales taxes and cut deeply into public hospital budgets and other services. It legalized gambling. Sound familiar? Last year, the price of oil tanked again. In 12 months, it went from $80 per barrel to $30. That's just as companies were pushing new technology, like offshore fracking for oil. The state did learn some lessons from the 80s. The current oil bust is tempered by a more diversified economy. Healthcare, education, digital media, film, and an expanded chemical and refining industry. Today, only 12% of the state's general fund comes from oil and gas drilling revenue. But still.
You really feel it. People in Kansas aren't feeling this. The people in Oregon and Washington the state are not feeling this. They don't have a big dependency. They may have some going on, but nothing like us.
Economist Lauren Scott says oil companies pay two types of tax, a standard corporate income tax and a severance tax, 12% of the market value of the oil they produce, which is one of the highest rates in the country. Scott says we can't ask for more right now. The industry is already cutting way back. It's even hit Mr. Charlie. That old rig isn't just a museum. Virgil Allen also trains offshore workers, but he hasn't had any students for a year because there hasn't been any demand.
Well, looking and praying for work, and a lot of people unemployed right now are doing part-time work, not necessarily doing what they were doing before, what they were trained to do and educated to do, but just finding whatever they can do, and some have left the area to try to find work elsewhere.
It's the blessing and curse of being an oil state, a source of major revenue you can always count on until you can't. For WWNO, I'm Tegan Wendland.